Good morning. It's March 17th. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 35. Here in chapter 35, we see the founder of the Rechabite family had assisted Jehu in removing Baal worship from the land. So they had a godly heritage. When the Babylonian army moved in, the Rechabites had to abandon their nomadic way of life and enter Jerusalem for safety. They abandoned their tents, but they did not abandon their standards. And even though they were in the house of the Lord with the prophet of the Lord, they had refused to drink wine. The Rechabites did not ask others to agree with their tradition, but they would not violate themselves. They were a loyal clan. Man's tradition is not necessarily bad, unless it's contradicted or substitutes for one of God's truths. Look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 through verse 20. You may not agree with the traditions of others, but are you as devoted to God and His word as they are to their traditions? The Jews refused to obey the very law of God, but the Rechabites obeyed human traditions with an indictment against the Jews, those who claim to know the true God. It's an indictment against us today as well. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 35. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the day of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, say, go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord and into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazinah, his brothers and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdalah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes above the chamber of Messiah, the son of Shalem, the keeper of the door. Then I set bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these, but all your days you shall dwell in the tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners. Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters, nor to build ourselves houses to dwell in, nor do we have tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that he said, come, let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to obey my words, says the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, which he commanded his sons not to drink wine, and are performed. For to this day they drink none, and obey their father's commandments. But although I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, you did not obey me. I have also sent to you all my servants and the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, turn now, everyone, from his evil way. Amend your doings, and do not go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given you and your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear nor obeyed me. Surely the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandments of their father which he commanded them. But this people has not obeyed me. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the doom that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called to them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandments of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me forever. When we're obedient to God, once again, he blesses. When we are obedient to the traditions of man, we've got to ask ourselves, can we be as obedient to the ways of God? Put God first. He wants to bless you. That's our Bible reading for today. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you think of them, that you love them. check in on the elderly, make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.